93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's 5:10 at Galesburg's Evening News and WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A new program started today at Steele Elementary School here in Galesburg. And of course, in my infinite wisdom, I just clicked off all of the information I had on it. It's actually a breakfast program that more or less, I think, allows students to have breakfast together in the classroom. It's a really cool thing. And I am pleased to talk with Jennifer Graves, the principal of Steele Elementary School, all about that. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
I recalled being at your open house here in the last year.
Correct.
I'm so confused.
We've had so many exciting things happen since then, so yeah. I can understand it seems like it's been longer.
Well, why don't I ask you about that first? You've had a lot of big things happening lately, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we have. We're actually working on our expansion to our building.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that will consist of doubling the size of our building as far as student population and some really cool, neat 21st century learning opportunities in that building. So
that's probably really the main goal, right, is to
kind of
keep up with the times in terms of those learning opportunities, yeah. Isn't it?
Absolutely. And if you haven't checked out our Facebook page or website, make sure you look at that to see some of the plans and exciting things that are coming with that new building.
That's fantastic. Well, I hope that all works out. Didn't we just build you a new school there?
Or? It's been about 8 years, yeah. So we're just going to make it bigger and better.
There you go. I get that. All right. So the thing I wanted to talk to you about today, because, again, I saw this on your Facebook page, although I think I knew it was coming for some reason, called Breakfast After Bell, where tell me what this is and how it came about first before I ask you some other things about it.
Sure. You know, I feel really fortunate to be a part of our district where the district administration as well as the teachers are just fully committed to making sure that all students are fed, they come to school ready to learn so that they can grow when they're in our care. And so this is just one more layer of the things that we already do to make sure that our kiddos aren't hungry. What happens is when the kids come to school, instead of coming in to have breakfast if they choose and some going out to recess, all kids go out to recess and play.
Okay.
And then when the bell rings and they go into their classroom to make their lunch choice and do their morning routine, they also pick up their breakfast at the door and everybody sits together in the classroom and they have breakfast as a class family.
That's a cool thing.
It really is. And it went better than I ever could have expected today. When I walked around the classrooms, I saw kids just chatting quietly as they were eating. Teachers were going ahead and running calendar time. So really, class time wasn't lost. They were just doing those quick morning routines while enjoying a meal together.
So it said on your Facebook page you had 252 kids having breakfast this morning?
We did. 252. And last Monday, we had 143. So we've had a 30% increase.
That's fantastic. So how is this different than, like, when I think of, like, the typical sort of pre-class school breakfast type program, other than, of course, this is really kind of incorporated into the regular day, right?
Sure. It's really going to be a big part of our social emotional learning where the kids are seated and they're learning that appropriate conversation kind of at a table. Before, breakfast was a choice. And so not everybody was taking that choice to go in and sit down and have breakfast. They'd have to choose between going outside and playing or eating breakfast. And this just gives everybody the chance. If you missed breakfast this morning, go ahead and eat. Everybody's doing it. It takes that stigma away from it.
So, kids that wouldn't normally have breakfast get to have breakfast, and then the kids who are having breakfast basically aren't really having second breakfast then, right?
Correct, right. Then everybody's just coming to school prepared knowing that they're going to have breakfast together. In Illinois, we only reach 47.6% of our students who qualify for breakfast. That's the number
that
are served. I think that there's a stigma to it and just scheduling in general, how to get to do everything you want to do in the morning and incorporate breakfast. But that places us 43rd in the nation of states that feed kids breakfast.
That's too bad. And this is part of a larger sort of statewide initiative to try to get this going elsewhere, right?
It is. In some schools, it's mandated. If you look at the website Rise and Shine Illinois, it gives a lot of information. For us in Galesburg, it was not a mandate. It was really driven by central office staff, wanted us to make sure that we worked hard to make sure that we got everybody fed and ready to learn in the morning.
The old saying is that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and by and large, it really that's not just cliche. That really is true, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of research done that show that kids make fewer trips to the nurse when they have breakfast. They have better attention. They're at school more often, less tardies, better test scores. So there's really big benefits to everybody having breakfast and being ready to learn in the morning.
So how did it work that you kind of converted, if you will, to this new program?
You know, the staff was just on board as they always are. Mm-hmm. Anything that they think is going to help kids, they're in it 110%. So we just kind of worked out the logistics. We drop off coolers each morning of milk and food outside the classrooms. And the kids just grab it as they come in. And it's really been great. They're well-balanced meals because they're provided by the state of Illinois. They have to include fruits, vegetables, grains, proteins. And so it's really...
Vegetables
really
for
nice.
Breakfast? That's
a
crazy
fruit or
talk.
Vegetable.
Oh, okay, that's better. It worried me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like vegetables, but yeah, I got to work myself into it. But so there really is that correlation between between having breakfast and getting all the nutrients and things, and that helps. That really does help students learn.
Absolutely, and you know, we're trying to give the kids the message that. We learn together, we eat together, we grow together. We're doing it all together. There's no stigma. You know, we need each other and we're going to do it. And it's really been kind of a beautiful thing to see them in there eating together.
Yeah, you said you walked by some of the classrooms to see how it was going today. What was kind of the environment like? Were the kids all getting along and taking care of everything else they had to? How did that work?
You know, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought being that it was the first day, there might be a little bit of overexcitement where it was just a change and they weren't really sure how to handle it. It was a very calm atmosphere. Everybody was sitting at their desks eating. One kindergarten room, one of the little boys was done and he was up sweeping the floor with the broom. And so I think they're taking responsibility of this is our room. We're going to have breakfast. We're going to clean up after ourselves. So it's very positive so far.
This is sort of district-wise, I guess, this is sort of a financial thing. I mean, you're kind of going from sort of the cafeteria-style breakfast to having it in classroom. Is there an effect on that financially for the district? Do you know?
I don't believe so. I know that today, because it was our first day, they did bring in additional cafeteria staff just to prep the food.
Sure, sure.
However, Pam Weber and Matt Davis, who are in charge of food service, have done a really good job of orchestrating things and kind of working within the confines of what we already do to make this work for our kids.
Gosh, I guess if I'm eating breakfast in the classroom, at some point I'm going to want to eat lunch in the classroom, but that's not really happening, right?
I don't think my teachers would be opposed to it, though. Any minute they get with their kiddos, they sure do love it.
I get that, yeah. So, I know you're just the principal of one school, but is the goal to expand this to other schools in the district?
So actually, Lombard is also piloting it.
Okay.
And they started about a month ago. Their model looks a little bit different than ours. It's more of a grab-and-go model.
Okay.
So they have different stations throughout the building where kids can go and grab their breakfast, and then they head to their advocacy first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So they have the option of eating there during advocacy. So it's a little bit different for the older kids, but... similar idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like the difference between optional and I don't want to say mandatory because
right.
That kind of has a negative connotation to it, but it seems to me like if you really wanted it to work where it was sort of more mandatory at like the junior high level, mm-hmm. that would be all right, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I think we're just trying to feel out the different ways of doing it and see what works best in each building.
Do we have any idea how well that's working over at Lombard? I know that's not your area.
Sure. I know that they've had an increase in the number of students who participated in breakfast with the grab and go, you know, as they walk by and they see it and they decide, oh, you know, I might as well this morning. But I don't know the specific numbers as far as that.
How have any idea how parents have reacted to this yet?
The Steele parents have been very supportive.
Yeah.
If you've looked at our Facebook page, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. Some were concerned if my kiddo eats breakfast at home and that's part of our routine in our family time, then are they going to be required to take the breakfast at school? And the answer is no. They certainly don't have to. They are able to sit there and talk with their peers as they enjoy breakfast. But we're going to find, I believe, that lots of the kids want to eat with their friends at school.
I was going to say, what kid is going to pass up second breakfast?
Right. I know my own child is excited about second breakfast when he gets to school.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, can't argue with that. So,
that's right.
So other than expanding it to other schools past Lombard and Steele, do you see this expanding in other ways in the future in the district?
You know, I do. I think that it would be something that would be effective in all of the elementary buildings. If for no other reason than the social-emotional piece, where we're all here together and we're in it together. And I don't know if you're familiar, but in our building alone, there are lots of initiatives that our teachers have taken on to make sure that students are fed. The United Way has come out in the summer to the housing authorities and does the lunch. And our teachers have volunteered their time to go over there and hand out the lunches and stay after and do some tutoring and activities, art projects with them. And then Knox College does our blessings in a backpack that go home each weekend. And our teachers supplement those over the long breaks with their own money. They go out and purchase items to make sure that they have the big blessings to go home over the long break.
Yeah, you know, you kind of get nervous, I'm sure, when teachers use their own money for things. But I think that just probably goes to show how much they care about their students, right?
Oh, the dedication is just remarkable. There are no words for the things that they would do for their students.
Absolutely. All right. I'm almost out of time, Jennifer, but anything else we should know about this and how this is? Do you expect this to get, do you expect more students to have breakfast as this goes on here?
Oh, I sure hope so. And make sure you follow us on our Facebook page to hear how it's going. But, you know, we just want to reiterate that message that we eat together, we learn together, and we grow together.
So as I was scrolling down to get back to the post about breakfast today, I saw a bunch of kids standing in front of a limo. What's that all about?
Oh, well, that is the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation provided the limo for our top fundraisers in the Major Saver.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they got to go for a pizza lunch today at Happy Joe's.
And they got to go in a limo. How cool is that?
Yes. My secretary said she never got to go as a kid, and so she got to be a chaperone, and all her dreams came true today.
There you go. Well, if anybody wants to give me a limo ride, I'm all in favor of that. But I'll leave it to the people who deserve it, like the kids here fundraising at Steele, among other things. I just had to ask you about that. I saw that. I'm like, what's this all about? But, well, it's a good thing. Jennifer Graves, principal of Steele Elementary School here in Galesburg, thank you so much for coming in, and I'm glad that this is working out so well, and thanks for all the work that you and the other members and employees of District 205 do for the community.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.